Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, welcome back, Carton Show. Big Mac here as well. I didn't see you celebrating today, and I thought I would, as a matter of fact. As you know, I celebrated the Jets having five offensive linemen that started every single game. Has been done since yesterday, and yet the Jets were celebrating on social media that they did. Where were you today? I expect you to come in, big smile on your face.
I did.
Big celebration. New York Yankees signed someone. No arbitration, $10 million, and you don't seem all that pleased with the fact that the New York Yankees brought back one of their veteran players, Jazz Chisholm, avoids arbitration with the Yankees, gets $10 million. That's a team-friendly deal for a guy that's a bit of the heart and soul of the Yankees last year. Had
a nice run. Had a very
one of my
year.
Favorite Yankees, I can tell you that.
Had a 30-30
Love watching his enthusiasm out there on the base paths.
I like
that. Had a nice glove in the postseason as well. Made a couple really nice plays there.
Are you being sarcastic?
And I'm just wondering why you're not happy that the Yankees did something. Because yesterday you're like, oh, the Yankees haven't done anything. So now they did something.
They signed a player who was under team control to a contract.
Yeah.
I knew Jazz was going to play this year.
Yeah.
It's not like I was.
No?
No, I'm not happy. I'm not happy.
Go ahead. Say what you want to say about.
Listen, no, don't just you throw me the bone.
You said you're upset.
I am. We should be. You should be. We all should be.
Upset.
Every baseball fan in this city should be upset right now. Because nothing is happening.
Oh.
But specifically with the Yankees right now, if you want to get into the Yankees. And we should get into the Mets, too. And what's going on with the idea that they could be in on Kyle Tucker if the number falls low enough. They need an outfielder. As you asked me, one of the first things you asked me.
You can't name two Mets outfielders.
Can I name two outfielders?
Right.
Right now, Cody Bellinger and his agent are being ridiculous.
Go.
They're being ridiculous. They are asking for what it sounds like $37 million a year for over 7 years. That's what they're looking for Cody Bellinger.
So $250 million.
Who last year the Cubs gave away because they didn't want to pay him, and they took back Cody Petit. Like, that's where he was in his career just last year. He had a good year. He's a good player, and I'd like him back. The Yankees are apparently at somewhere around 4 to 5 years at $30-plus million a year. And they're grandstanding and taking forever, and they're holding on to this offer that's not coming. And it's starting to bother me because we've talked about the Yankees are waiting to establish what they're going to do in left field before moving on. And I'm getting to the point now where I think they should just move on. I think they should just move on and bring in Bo Bichette.
Okay.
That's what I would do. You mentioned it the other day.
Yeah.
I think that's what they should do. And, now, right now, Bo Bichette is connected to Philadelphia.
That's what I heard, right. Because Don Mattingly went there. Don Mattingly had a good relationship with him in Toronto.
Right. He had a couple years as the bench coach, and I guess they had a good relationship. Philadelphia is a good landing spot. You know, competitive team, chance to win. He's going to go have dinner with them. We'll see what he's asking for. Apparently, he's asking for some crazy contract, too.
Yeah, why not?
That's part of the reason why no one signed as well, to be fair. These guys are asking for numbers that no one's going to. But for me, you could make an argument it's a better fit. Like, I'm willing to take on the idea of a Spencer Jones, Jason Dominguez left field as much or more as I'm willing to roll another season with Anthony Volpe as the starting shortstop. So if you bring in Bo Bichette, who is not a great defender, but he can play shortstop for a year. Like, I don't know the Yankees' appetite to let him play for a year, but his defensive numbers are going down, and he was a terrible defender last year. But for one season, you get the right-handed bat that they need desperately. You get contact. You get power. He fits them great at shortstop for a year. Then you have a dynamic infield, or at least up the middle, with the two of them, Jazz and
Bichette.
And Bichette. And then you play either trade for another left fielder, or you go out and allow Jason Dominguez to be your everyday left fielder. I'm willing that as much as I am willing to have Volpe be the shortstop every day, as lousy as he's been. So it just feels like I don't know what Bellinger wants to do. And how long before you say he doesn't want to be with the New York Yankees?
Well, at some point, the Yankees have to say, here's our best offer, take it or leave it.
Right, at some point they're going to have to.
Right? Poop or get off the pot.
That's it. He's asking.
But who are you mad at? The Yankees or Bellinger?
No, I'm mad at Bellinger.
Got it. Because the Yankees have made two offers to him.
Seven for 37 a year is ridiculous.
I agree.
He doesn't deserve that contract.
He knows
shouldn't
that,
get
though,
that
right?
contract. It would hurt the Yankees long term. That's not a contract. If he gets it, God bless him. If he gets it, God bless him.
He's not getting it.
He's not getting it. Yeah. And he should take the five for 150 that they're offering him somewhere around there.
You would think that's a good enough amount of money, right?
You would think that's good enough.
But this is also why...
And they got to go trade for a starting pitcher, whether it's Mackenzie Gore or Freddie Peralta, the two pitchers they're attached to. They need to figure out a way to bring in another starting pitcher, and they need to get either one of two, Bichette or Bellinger.
You know what's interesting about this? It's interesting that there are groups of people that are baseball fans in this town, Yankees and Mets fans, that are angry with... They're angry with players today that players are asking for way too much money based on what we perceive their value to be.
Right.
Right? And then when the owners agree with the fans that think these players like Bellinger right now is being totally unreasonable and asking for far too much money and holding up the organization, like holding them hostage, they can't do anything else till they get that deal done,
right,
that type of thinking. It's interesting that in the moment, that's how you feel. But as soon as the owners say to the players, the salaries are out of whack. Mm-hmm. We got to bring it back down a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys are all like, oh, the owners are a-holes.
Yeah.
What are the owners doing? They're killing the sport.
Yeah. No,
right?
Not really, no. I hear what you're saying.
It's interesting.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but here's the point. Like, if there were three teams offering Bellinger 7 years of $37 million, then I would say...
There's nobody offering him that because he would have taken it.
That's the point.
Right.
We don't want to... I don't want to stop the open market. Like, I don't think... Like, Soto got $765 million to go play with the Mets. That's what the open market got, and I don't think owners should come in and say no one should make $760 million or that's too much or we need to, you know, because if you're going to pay them that much, that's more than the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to pay for the next 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
Right.
And it's not palatable. I don't want to hear that. I think the open market should be the open market, and if a player can get 760, God bless him. But what's bothering me is his agent and Cody are sitting around waiting for a contract that's never coming.
Right.
Like that.
Which is why, by the way, your idea yesterday with Rob Manfred about putting some type of deadline in for all free agent signings would alleviate this.
Yes.
Because they would have forced them to make a deal.
Right.
Right?
Right. And that's what players don't want. Players don't want that because they feel that he wants to chase this 7 year, $36, $37 million deal.
Right.
And he doesn't want to give up on it until he has to. And he feels if there's a trade deadline, it's going to only, but the team will still figure out a way to put a team together.
Like, if I'm the Yankees, you also don't want to negotiate against yourself.
Bingo.
Which it seems like they're doing right now.
So that's what we're just going to hold.
And if you offer Cody Bellinger 5 years, $160, let's say, $32 million a year.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Like, take it.
Yes.
Take it.
Yes.
Like, how do you not take that
deal? I don't know anyone who's close to
that. Is he a Casey Close guy or a Boris guy?
No, he's a Boris guy.
He's a Boris guy?
Yes. And Boris.
Well, that's why I didn't take it.
And this happened with this exact same player 2 years ago.
Right.
2 years ago, he hit the market as well as some others. Boris had a terrible year 2 years ago, whether it was Blake Snell, Montgomery, and then Cody Bellinger, where they were going to hit the market, and it was going to be the year of Boris. He had, like, all the top five free agents. And one by one, the asking prices were way too high, and they all had to take these short-term deals. That's why he's the free agent again, because he signed a 3-year opt-out deal and was forced to go with the Cubs for a shorter contract than he wanted, and now he's hitting the market again, and he wants his money. And I understand that, but the market isn't there. And at some point, like, the Yankees can't do this forever. They got to put a team together. And if they, like, if you lose Bichette or you lose the other options, as you're waiting whether or not you could trade Dominguez and someone comes in and trades for Freddie Peralta or trades for Mackenzie Gore, the other two pieces they're looking to go trade in the starting rotation, and then they turn and someone does offer Bellinger that contract, or Bellinger this whole time didn't want to be a Yankee. I don't know. Like, you can't. Cody Bellinger, I was willing to wait for John Harbaugh because I believe him to be worth it with the New York Giants.
Sure.
I like Cody Bellinger. I want him to be a Yankee. He is not a good enough player to just wait and sacrifice my entire offseason for in the hopes of him coming back with the New York Yankees.
No, I get it. Plus, Cody Bellinger in his career has made $120 million.
Right.
The Yankees just offered him a deal that would pay him more money than he's made in his entire career combined.
Right.
And it's not enough.
We don't know the exact numbers, but I would think that's true.
The report I saw at SNY was over $30 million.
Yes.
I think they were
I guess the question would be 4 or 5 years. There's a chance it's only a 4-year deal. I don't know that for
sure. So Cody Bellinger is going to wind up making $300 million as a baseball player.
No,
he's not. Shy of it.
He's going to make.
If he gets $150, $160.
Yeah, that's what he's going to make.
Plus the $120.
Yeah.
That's $280 million.
Yes.
I hate to say this because I'm a pro player guy.
Mm-hmm.
You greedy bastard. Like, come on, man.
I hear you.
You're going to make $280 million. How many boats can you water ski behind?
It's not even a matter of greed. Because
of course it is.
Well, I mean, I get that, but I have no problem with greed, right? I mean, on some level, right? This is America. You should get every last dollar. But this
doesn't change your lifestyle.
No, I get it, but this isn't that kind of argument. It's not like, well, you know, the Florida Marlins or some, you know, team he's not going to have a really chance to go make an impact and win with is offering him $10 million more than the Yankees.
Sure.
And you say to him, Cody, it's $10 million.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That doesn't make a difference in your life. Come be a Yankee, chase championships, all this stuff. This is him just out there going, this is what I believe I'm worth.
Yeah.
No one agrees. And him just standing, I don't care what anybody says, this is what I'm worth. And eventually it's going to, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, what happens,
but
eventually the Yankees say, go F yourself.
Right.
And they make other moves.
Correct.
And all of a sudden, you don't even get what they offered
no.
you. It's like the Pete Alonso
100%. Like, yeah. I want Cody Bellinger. There is a world as a Yankee fan where I am thrilled without Cody Bellinger. They get Bichette. They trade for a starting pitcher.
Sure.
Maybe they trade for another outfielder. Or Jason Dominguez finally becomes that superstar we hoped he would be. And life is great without him. So I'm tired of waiting for him.
Just try to think of what Jazz Chisholm would have gotten if they went to arbitration. Like what the two, what the request would have been, what the offer would have been.
Did you see the Scooble?
I saw the Scooble one. So Scooble asked for $19 million.
No, 32.
Pardon me, they offered 19,
yes.
Right? So Scooble asked for $32 million.
Yes.
And Detroit offered 19.
Yes.
So a $13 million gap.
Yeah. That's a gap.
I think didn't Soto set the record with this arbitration deal?
Mm-hmm.
So this would be the biggest arbitration deal in the history of baseball.
I believe it's $1 million more than Soto, which is
not.
I mean, sounds like Boris saying this is going to be the highest arbitration number ever. I wanted it 32.
Yeah.
And the Tigers, in fairness, I think like 19 point something was the most the pitcher had ever gotten in arbitration. So they pretty much offered him the most the pitcher's ever got, and he's asking for the most anybody's ever got.
So if you had to pick which side? Which side wins?
I mean, Scooble's won two Cy Youngs. He's the best pitcher in baseball.
32?
I mean,
think he gets it?
Probably. I think 19 is low.
Which is crazy.
I think 19 is low.
Yeah, God forbid you play for $19 million. I don't know how you loan yourself to do that.
Yeah. No,
you know?
I don't know. But if they don't come, it's weird, though, because I don't know if you know how it works. They don't, like,
I don't know how it works. I've done sports talk for 34 years.
How does it work?
All right? You make an offer. I make an offer. Some random guy comes in and goes, I like that offer.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Right.
The arbiter doesn't come in and say, we think 27 is fair.
You have to pick one of the two offers.
Right, okay.
And shame on you
for
suggesting that. I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's not true.
Some part of you are. What's next? Should I call my wife up? Huh? Your name is Linus for the rest of the show.
That's it.
That's where I'm calling you.
It's
bad enough I have no voice, and now you're taking shots at me.
You know what? To be,
do you really
said
know
that,
how it works?
I didn't say it like that.
Remember,
I said,
remember
do you know
on
how it
Tuesday,
works?
Yeah. You said to me, do you know who Michelle Kwan is? And I'm like, yeah, Cleveland Guardians baseball player.
Yeah,
and you're
got,
like,
you
oh, I'm so shocked
one.
They knew who Michelle Kwan was.
Yeah, you nailed that one. Good for you.
I know the sports.
I know you do.
I'm just bored by a lot of it.
This is an opportunity to prove it. I'm
no,
throwing
you challenged
up softballs.
Me. You challenged me.
Are you above being challenged?
No, I'm not above anything. I went to prison.
Well, that's true.
I'm pretty much shut down for anything you got.
I was
like,
going to say, I didn't
now.
Notice. I have to admit, this is like the third or fourth time you've said something about the voice.
Yeah.
Haven't noticed it until today.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like today.
Oh,
today,
you should go back and listen to yesterday's highlights.
Oh, really?
Oh my God, it's brutal. Yeah. It's like I'm a shrieking pilgrim woman. Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, pilgrim women, shriekers.
Oh, they're shriekers?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's shrinking.
No, no, shriekers. A shrieking pilgrim gal.
Pilgrim woman.
That's right. Read a history book once in a while.
Do they shriek?
Oh, big shriekers. Yeah.
The pilgrims?
Very
like
loud.
On the Mayflower, they were shrieking?
Oh, please. Santa Maria, too. Yeah, that was the loudest of all three books.
That was the loudest?
Yeah, that's right. Here's Milton in Brooklyn on the Fan. Milton, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Milton?
All right, Big Mac, I want you to understand something. Mm-hmm. This is a position that you need. If you want your name to be with Cotton, you got to watch that football game last night. That's a disgrace.
Good point.
For you not to be involved in that game, me as a Jet fan, waking up today, looking forward to maybe you watch that game, and maybe now this guy is going to be eligible to be in the draft.
I gave you all that. He is eligible in the draft, and I watched the game. I just didn't watch it live.
You got to
watch the game.
Look where you at. There's no watching the game after. You got to be locked in with Cotton.
I got
to
be locked in.
You have to watch these games.
I got
to
be locked in.
Good job, buddy. And I have to agree with the caller on that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
This is not a hard job.
I watch the game.
Not a lot of people can do it, but there's one requirement.
I watch the game.
Watch sports.
You literally said as we left yesterday, I'm glad it's starting at 7:30. I don't know if I'll make the second half. That's what happened to me.
But it did
I was sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
And I popped up and I said, oh, man, I fell asleep during the game. And then I went back and watched it.
You watched every play? Without commercials?
Yeah.
Without the announcers?
No, I kind of fast-forwarded through some this morning.
So you didn't watch it.
But I watched the game.
But you knew the outcome already. That's the problem.
Correct. I did know the outcome.
That's like when Evan used to be like, I recorded the game. Don't tell me what happened.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, that's what I do. That's how
I'm sports like that.
That's how I'm going to live.
You got to watch sports live.
How am I going to live?
What do you mean? You were done at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Some of us.
We're done at 7. Yeah. I get home at 9:30, right?
Yeah.
So then there's brief time talking to the wife.
Right.
The kids were asleep and kissed
That's
the kids
right.
goodnight.
Watch a lot of West Coast games.
You sit on the couch. You started on DVR because the game started at 7:30.
You try to catch up.
And I try and catch up, fast forward through commercials, I fell asleep.
It doesn't count.
I dozed off on the couch.
Here's the problem.
You plucked me out at 2:30 in the morning, and I appreciate the plucking.
You're welcome.
But it takes, it's an adjustment. You got to give me a minute.
So why?
I'm like, my hours are all off.
Yeah, but why don't you get an iPad and get one of those accounts and watch games on the train?
I could do that.
You could do it, but you don't do it.
Well, the Wi-Fi, it's in and out. You're through tunnels. It's not really great.
You have built-in Wi-Fi.
Where?
On every iPad in America. You just got to pay for it. Cheap bastard.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Before I was on, I couldn't afford it.
We'll get you a wireless deal. How's that?
Sounds great.
We'll call our friends at Verizon. We'll get you a nice wireless deal.
Okay.
Put your brand new iPad. You sit in the quiet car at the train.
Yep.
Put your headphones in. You watch the game on the way home. Let's have curiosity.
Yeah.
You're done at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees game starts.
Yeah.
You ain't watching the Yankee game?
Correct. And I'm not watching it on the train. That ain't happening.
Why not?
Because I won't do that.
Excuse me?
I'm not watching that game on the train.
So, you watch every Yankee game in delay?
Correct. I haven't had to for 2.5 years, but now going back to it, when I get home, the game will start. Until then,
right?
I am off the grid. I'm listening to
you
music.
You want to know nothing.
I want nothing.
No, updates on your phone. Nope. No text messages.
Nothing.
No, my God, did you see that play?
I will only take a text message from my wife. That's it, because I know she knows not to text me about Yankees. That's it.
So you get home.
Yes.
See your beautiful wife.
Yes.
If the kids are awake, which at their age, they might be.
Right.
All right, quick, how was your day?
Yep.
Little rough and tumble.
Yeah.
Kids go to bed.
Yeah. Give the wife the old pickle tickle.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Nice. Well played.
Yeah.
So you have sex before baseball. Nice.
Absolutely right.
She's like, I got to go to school tomorrow. I got to teach.
Yeah, right. Well, I've always been much more of a morning person.
Got it.
When
got
it's time
it.
For bed, I just want to go to bed. But in the morning, you might wake up a little frisky. But
that's why you should come in here happy every day.
I am happy every day. I came in here happy.
Good.
I wanted to talk about how I'm happy that Harbaugh's coming back to the Giants, and you wanted to give me this parade stuff.
Well,
so, like,
to be fair, you and many Giants fans have really been all over the map where it's Harbaugh's our guy.
Yes.
Oh, my God, we're going to lose Harbaugh because the Dolphins job opened.
Yes.
Oh, thank God they hired a GM. So Harbaugh is out. Now he's back. We have to take a quick break, but I have some breaking news for you. It has been disclosed what John Harbaugh is demanding from the teams he's going to meet with, including the New York Giants. We now have, it's a 4-point list of what he has told the New York Giants and other teams that he's going to interview with. We now know exactly what John Harbaugh is demanding if you want him to be the next head coach. And we'll give you those demands right after this. Is it my turn to read something here? Yeah, you want me to read? All right. Stop dealing with your neck pain, backache, sciatica. Go see my guys, 3 double board certified pain specialists, Samwell Institute for Pain Management. They specialize in headaches, migraines, and nerve pain, and they'll get you back to feeling yourself again with minimally invasive and non-surgical treatment. So join me and thousands of 5-star reviews who trust Samwell for pain-relieving solutions. Same-day appointments are available with offices in Colonia, Livingston, and Englewood, New Jersey. Turn to Samwell Pain like I did for effective pain-relieving solutions. SamwellPain.com. Oh, Christopher, they want you to read something.
You want me to read something? You didn't give me anything to read.
It's part of the job.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yep. I don't see anything dated for 5 o'clock. Which one? Yeah, just come on the air and tell me.
Take your time.
Edison.
Okay. Sorry, my fault. I apologize. Those of you living in New Jersey got hit with a 20% electric rate increase. That's right, 20%. If your current heating system is over 15 years old, it's time for a new high-efficiency carrier system. There's only one company to call for a new system. That's my friends at Edison Heating and Cooling. New Jersey's heating experts for over 38 years. Older heating systems waste gas. You know it, I know it, they know it. So get your system checked now and save money with Edison Heating and Cooling. Contact them now at EdisonHVAC.com. That's Edison.